The Gemara is trying to prove that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. And therefore, when it says that we didn't have a pushka for Kinei Chova, was not because they get it mixed up with Kinei Nedava, but because they're afraid of a Chata Shemesu Baalera, that somebody would die and the money would be mixed in and all the money would become possible. And you couldn't just take out four Zuzim and say this is where the Chata Shemesu is, because Ein Breira. So how do you know Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira? Elam the Tani Ayo. The Tani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein other Masna Sne Dvorim Ke'echot, right, by an Eruv. You have a person who's in the middle, and he wants to extend his Eruv either to the east or to the west. You can only do one. And he's not sure there's a Chacham coming, and he's not sure if he's coming to the east or he's coming to the west. He's going to be in a shul for Shabbos, he wants to be in that shul. But the shul is either extended his Eruv to the east or extended to the west. So he can't make two Eruvin and say, if the Chacham comes to the, what's it called, to the west, I want this to be my Eruv. And if the Chacham comes to the east, I want this to be my Eruv. Because the Eruv has to be Nikne Ben Ashmashas. And Ben Ashmashas, we don't know where the Chacham's coming, so Ein Breira. Can't be, and later on, when the Chacham will come, we can't say, now, that's what he wanted when Ben Ashmashas came in. Because Ein Breira. Right? But, on one thing you can do. Ela in Bo Chacham L'Mizrach, Eruv L'Mizrach. L'Marav, Eruv L'Marav. Right there, what's it called? You can't make a t'nai on two things because it's Ein Breira. Aval lekan lekan lo. Right, to both places you can't make, but to one place yeah. We'll see one second. V'havina ba maishno lekan lekan delo the Ein Breira lemizuch remarif nami Ein Breira. Right, the case where is one chacham and what's it called? Let's see Rashi, because it's instead of saying it over twice, we'll say one. Eilar maishno shnei dvarim lahaniach shnei eruvin. Wants to make two Eruvim, one to the east, and one extends his Eruv to the west. Okay? And both can't be Chav. Only one can be Chav. Shema im Yavo Shnei Chachamim. Because maybe there'll be two Chachamim coming. Echad l'Mizrach v'yechad l'Marav. Right? One's gonna come to the Mizrach. He doesn't know now which Chacham he wants to go to. Right? Which Shir he wants to go to. Is the Shir being given in the Mizrach and the Shir being given in the Marav? And he does not sure which one he wants to go to. So he wants to make two Eruvin and make a Tanai. That if I decide I want to go to Shir A tomorrow, then my Eruv to the Mizrach is Chal. And if I decide I want to go to Shir B, then the one to the Marav is Chal. V'lomar, la'ezah man she'erza elech l'machar. Why? L'fish k'nias Eruv ben Ashmashasi. The Eruv has to be nikna ben Ashmashas. And at that point it has to be borer which one he wants to use. And when the next day comes and he makes up his mind which one he wants, right? We don't say that it's Huver Adavar L'Mafreya, that's what he wanted Ben Ashmashas. So at Ben Ashmashas, it was not clear. So he wasn't calling either Eruv. So neither one is good. El al Chacham Echad, but where does it help? By one Chacham. He's not sure which direction the Chacham's coming. To the east or to the west. He's going to be in one shul, but he's not sure which one. Right then, Masne in Bala Mizrach, Eruvo Shal Mizrach Yikne, in Bala Mayrav, Eruvo Shal Mayrav Yikne. Then he can make it tonight. He wants to ask 1 second, it's the same thing. That if what's it called, if the Chacham comes to the Mizrach, I want my Mizrach Eruv to be an Eruv. And if he comes to Mayrav, I want the Mayrav one to be. That you could do. The Ilu Lakan Lakan, Al Shnei Chachamim, Lamakam Sheerza Eilich Lo, the Ein Breira. The Havinan Ba. The Gemara says, we look into this. Maishno lekan lekan, the low, the Ein Breira, the Mizuchar Marav, Nami Ein Breira. What's the difference? Right, Lemaisa, what difference does it make if there's two Chachamim coming and I'm not sure where I want to go, so I make two Eruvin, right? And if I decide tomorrow which one, then I, what's it called, it will, we don't say Huvra Adavar L'Mafreya. Then if there's one Chacham coming and I'm not sure if he's coming to the east or the west, I want to make an Eruv, that if he comes to the east, then this should be the Eruv, and the west, it's also not Borer when Ben Ashmashas came in. Till the next day, wherever he came. So we shouldn't say Breira there either. Why does the one with the one Chacham help, and the two Chachamim not help? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shvar Ba Chacham. This case of the one Chacham is talking where before Ben Ashmashas, it's Nisbarer where he came. One guy. The other case, for sure, isn't Nisbarer till the next day, when you decide where you want to go. So then you need Breira. But in the first case, there's no braver. In the first case, it's talking where Friday afternoon, I wasn't sure yet where the Chacham's coming. So I made two Erevin just in case. But before Shabbos comes, it'll be clear where the Chacham's going. So the Erev will be Nikna. It's not Nisbar L'mafreya, it'll be Nisbar B'shas Maisa, before Ben Hashmashas. So that's why it's good. Two Chacham, it can't be Nisbar, because I have to make up my mind the next day where I want to go. So therefore, we need Breira, Huvra Dovla Mafreya. Rashi, Rahavivin Ba, Nikosoka Daitach, Ben Hashmashas, Adayin Chacham Laba. Because we think in the case of the one Chacham, he didn't come yet by Ben Hashmashas. It's only in the end when he came, the next day, or whatever, that the, what's it called, then which Nisbar, which Erev is an Erev. And then you need Breira. So what's the difference between one Chacham and two Chacham? It's the same thing, you still need Breira. The Hu Balachson, the Chacham himself could go either place. He's on the diagonal. So he, within his Erev is both places. But I'm in the middle, and my Erev only goes to one extent, one or the other. Right? But his Erev can go, he's like on the end of the triangle, he could go either place. But I'm down on the leg of the triangle, I can only go to one place or the other. Either place is out of my Erev, unless I extend it to that direction. So that's what we thought. He didn't come till after Ben Hashmashos. So we need Breira now to say that the direction he came in after Ben Hashmashos, that's the direction he was supposed to come in. And that's the Erev that's Chal. So if that helps, then why can't it help with two Chacham? Mizrach u'mayrav nami, kishich tola zei ruva b'das ha-chacham, lomer yikne eruv l'ruach sh'achacham bala, ein breira, shema ben ha-shmashas, ha-yeh b'dayta sh'al-chacham l'ruach sh'kadegdo. Right? L'chara, what's the difference between mizrach and ma'arav in one chacham, or mizrach and ma'arav in two chacham? V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, kishikvar bo'achacham, ben ha-shmashas. It's talking where the chacham already came before ben ha-shmashas. So when ben ha-shmashas came, it was clear which direction he was coming. So then everything was finished. There was no brayer over here. So Mela, what's it called? You see from here that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the brayer. Because when you need brayer, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't help. The hashta damrin Rabbi Yehuda ain't brayer. Hoksiva isle. So it comes out now that the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds they didn't have two pushkas is not because he's not somech on identifying it by writing. Could be somech on that. The reason was because we're afraid that somebody would die and you'd have kesef of chatos hamesos mixed in with the mals of in that pushka, and there'd be a big problem. So we didn't let somebody put money in for the chatos, and when they brought it, they didn't put the money in before, for fear that somebody's going to die and there's going to be a big problem. So if that's the case, right, Yom HaKippurim Nomi Navitrei V'nichtov Alayim. So Rabbi Yehuda, though, would hold that he could be Somech on Ksiva, just like he says there were 13 shofros, and each one was written on it what it was. And we weren't afraid it would get mixed up. So then by Yom Kippur also, why weren't there two Kanim, one written on its Seir and one Par, and we're not going to get mixed up? Well, it says, Mishum Chush, the Kohen God, Lavadaitei. No. Normally, Rabbi Yehuda is Somech on Ksiva, and people can differentiate if something is clearly designated what it is. But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen God is weak, and he may, what's it called, because he's weak and he's fasting, he may get mixed up. And then we're not Somech on Ksiva, on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol. De'ilo te'mahachi b'lo Ksiva nami. Right? If you don't say that, then forget about writing. It's obvious from the thing itself. Writing already is a separate thing. But from the bloods themselves, you can differentiate. Hai nafish v'hai zuter. A seir has less blood than a par. So you can tell that one was what's it called? One was filled up, and one wasn't. One that there was more blood in one mizrach than the other one. The chitay malomak b'leikulei, and if you'll say that he wasn't makabel all the dam, so they were equal. He was only makabel part of the dam of the par, and maybe all the dam of the sawyer. So now they were equal in the mizrach, right? You can't say that. The amar of Yehuda shochet zor shikabel is called double shopar. You have to makabel all the dam. You have to makabel part of it. Shneimar v'yes kol dam apor yishbech kol yisod mezbeah. The chitay magdilma mishtapich minei, right? And if you'll say, well, maybe some spilled, and then you won't be able to differentiate because there'll be the same amount in both things, and it'll still be kosher. Hachir v'hai sumah. The dam hapar is redder than the dam of the sawyer. One is more light, not as white. One is a lighter color and one's a darker color. So you can tell, forget about writing, you can tell clearly which one's a Dhammasura and which one's a Dhammapur. Elo, why don't you say that? That you can make, what's it called, make two and you'll differentiate. Because Chulsa the Kohen Gadol, Lava Date. Hachanami Shim Chulsa the Kohen Gadol, Lava Date. And therefore, he didn't have two Kanim because we were afraid the Kohen Gadol will get mixed up. And he wouldn't differentiate, not only if we'd write on it, he wouldn't even differentiate between the actual thing itself. You could tell from the Dham itself which is which. We're afraid, though, that he's going to be, what's it called, very weak, and he's not going to take it to heart. He'll get mixed up. Rashi. The Hashta the Amr is time of Rabbi Yehuda, Bikinei Chova, Mishum de Breiro Leslie. Now that we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that they didn't have a pushka for Kinei Chova, not because we're afraid it would get mixed up with Kinei Nedava. And therefore writing wouldn't help. Writing very helps, because it helps on the other 13 shofars. Right? Eloi, because de Breiro Leslie. The reason is because he doesn't hold the Breiro. And then they were afraid somebody's going to die and the money will be mixed up and there's nothing he can do. But he does hold you could rely on writing. If that's the case, Yom Kippurim, the Kamer, Lohoyosham, Elakein Echad, Lavitre. Why didn't he hold on Yom Kippur? He had two kinim and write on it and differentiate. Since the Kohen Gadol is weak from fasting, he may not be medactic and read it and get mixed up. Dama Par Sumak, the Dama Par is more red. Kidamorim Beidach Pirkin, Shadom Ladam Haporim. Right, that's why the Kechut Hashani, right, was like the blood of the Parim and it turned white. But the Dam of the Sa'ir is a lighter color. So Dam of the Sa'ir is more like human blood. And the Dam HaPar is a much deeper red, different kind of blood. Okay. Hahu Denochis Kameh de Rava. In Rava's time there wasn't no Beis HaMikdash, but they used to say the Avoda like we do. So a Shliach Tzibur went and davened in front of Rava. Omar Yotzav Inichu Al Kain Sheni Shebehechel. And he, when he, in the Avoda, he said, they went, the Kohen Gadol went out, and put the Dam HaPar down on the second cane of the Hechel. Notul Dam HaPar, Vinich Dam HaSor. And then he took the Dam HaPar for the Hazos in the Hechel. Vinich Dam HaSor. And he put down the Dam HaSor. So the Chora, Omar Lei, Chadak Rabbonim V'Chadak Rabbiuda. You can't say both things. If what's it called? There was two kinim like the Rabbanan, then he didn't he didn't put down the Dam HaSoyer right, first he put down the Dam Par, the Dam Soyer, and then right, if it was only one cane, then he took the first one off and put the other one down. He couldn't put it down until he took the other one off. So when there's only one cane, first you take off the new one and then you put back the one that you just used. Okay? So if he finished with the Dam Par, he would put the, what's it called, take the Dam Sa'ir and then put back the Dam Par. When he was ready again to do the Dam Par again in the Heichal, he'd first take the Dam Sa'ir, the Dam Par off, and then put down the Dam Sa'ir. Okay, that would be the order. Okay, he'd take off the new one, the one he needs, has to do now, and then put down the old one. If there were two, then just the opposite. First he put down the one that he finished, and then he took the new one. So he said both things. He said there were two kinim, and then he said also that he took the new one before he put down the old one. So it can't be. One's according to Rabbi Yehuda, one's according to the Chachamim. No, in the Chachamim, it's like the Chachamim, and it should say, first he put down the Dam Sa'ir on one, and then he took the Dam Par from the other one. But if there's only one, you couldn't do that. You'd first have to take off the one that's there, and then put back the one that you had in your hand. Rashi, Hahu, Shliach Tzibur, the Nochus Kameh de Rava, V'haya Omer Seder Yom HaKippurim B'Tfila K'moshanu Omer. Like we say, the Seder Avoda. First you're telling me there were two kinim there, and then you're telling me that he did the order like Rabbi Yehuda, as if there was only one. Both two things can't go together. First he took what he needs and put down what he had. That's not the way that it worked according to the Rabbanan. Because if there wasn't a second one, you couldn't put down the first one before you took away the second one. You had to first vacate the cane so you could put it down. Right? And we learn from that, that by a Sefer Torah, where you have what's it called, and the only reason the Rabbanan held that if there are two, first you could put down the old one and then take the new one, right? Right, it says that, that we learn from Sefer Torah. When you have two Sefer Torah, first you, what's it called, put down the new one, right? Like with Behuda. First you take the new one, and then you put down the old one, right? That's why you have one Bima. So you want to put the new Sefer Torah down before you take away the old Sefer Torah. Right. Right. Before you, what's it called, before you make Hagba and Galila on the second Sefer Torah, you put the first, the one you're going to use now, and then you take the other one away. Right? Right? It's like the Rabbanan, right? Then
It's like having two Kinim.
Right, right. And Rabbi Yehuda, right, only holds that you have to do it the other way because there's no other Eitzah. But the Maisa, if you have a choice, this is the way you do it. You put down the one that you're, what's it called, just the opposite. You put down the one that you're using, and you then take the one that the new one. So according to the Rabbanan, it would be just the opposite. First, you should, what's it called, take the, put away the old Sefer Torah, right? Just like you're putting down the one that you used. Now you put away the one that you used, and then take the new one. That's how the Rabbanan hold. It goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that first you, what's it called, you take the one that you're going to use now, the new one, which is the second Sefer Torah. First you take the second Sefer Torah and put it down, and then you take away the first Sefer Torah, the one that, what's it called, you're not using. Right? It's like Rabbi Yehuda. The what? Right.
In other words, you give room for two Sefer Torah. On the Bima.
Yeah, but we're not looking at the Bima. We're looking at the Sefer Torah. Do you take the one that you're going to use first, or you take care of the one that you did use first? That's the Shaila. Do you take care of the one you did use and then take the one you're going to use, or the opposite order? So Rabbi Yehuda holds, first you take the one you're going to use, then you take care of the one that you did use. So in making Sefer Torah, first you put down the one that you're going to use. Then you take care of the one that you did use. Then you make Hagba and Galila on the one you did use. Okay? So that fits the way we do it. First we take the new Sefer Torah we're going to use, then we take care of the old Sefer Torah that we already used. According to Rabbanan, though, it's just the opposite. So they ask the Chora, Or Zarua brings a Raya from Rabbi Yehuda that that's the order by the Sefer Torah. Right, but the Chori should bring right from the Chachamim. That first you, what's it called, put down the one that you did use. Right, in other words, the first Sefer Torah, take care of that first. Then you take the other one, just the opposite, according to the Rabbanan. So they say, no, by the Rabbanan, since there were two Kinim, right, so there was a special reason why first you, what's it called, first you took care of the one, you put down the one that you did use before you picked up the other one. Right, because what was the reason? Because ein mavirin ala mitzvahs or whatever. But by the Sefer Torah, it's mamish like Rabbi Yehuda's case, where there's not two different things to put it down. We're not talking about putting it down. We're talking about he either can take this one or that one. He can't take both of them at the same time. Mameila, what's it called? You do it like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what they say. The Rai is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabban, there's other reasons why the dam was put down. The way that it was. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we see the order is, right, take the one that you take the one you're going to do, take care of that before you take care of the one that you already did. Right? Bring the new Sefer Torah before you take away the old Sefer Torah. That's it. Rabbi Yehuda holds first you take the new dam, then you put down the old one. There wasn't a second king. There's only one. That's why you have to take the other one first. Just say that written down here. Why? Why the Rai is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to the Chachamim?
Would Rabbi Yehuda agree that's
Yeah, it could be, but Lamaisa, the case of Sefer Torah is more Doma. Here it is.
There's no reason why he changes his back as one cane.
I'm saying so, my Sefer Torah is considered like one cane.
Why? You have enough place for both.
No, but it's not a question of putting it down. Now, by the Dam, there's an idea of putting the Dam down, but here the idea is which Sefer Torah are you going to get ready. We're not really going to put him down. They're not going to put him down the same thing. Charles, what are you Osik in first? That's the Indian.
What's the Raya from Rabbi Yehuda? From Rabbi Yehuda, that's what agreed to the Rabban, and he only Dafka does it in order not
to. Because here again, there's no Indian of putting down the Sefer Torah. That's not the question. The question is, which one are you Osik with when there's no Indian of putting them down in two different places?
But the only reason why you're Osik with this one first is only because the fear of Yehuda, we're afraid that you're going to get mixed up.
No. Who said that's the reason?
That was the Maskan Sagamar. It's because of Chol Shadaita.
No, that's why there was not two separate things. Not why you do one first and one the other.
That's why there's only one thing in order.
Right.
You should be Isaac, take one and then take the other one. But that's the reason.
Right, but the order is still, what's it called, that order. One second, let me just kind of, I do it the other way. Right, the reason why the Chachamim is, why the Chachamim held the other way, is because they held that you shouldn't take it bismal. In other words, normally they would agree also, that you should, what's it called, first take care of the one that you're going to do, and then put away the one that you're going, that you, even the Chachamim would agree to that. But in the case of what's it called, they held there was two kinim in order not to have to do it like that, because you're going to have to take the one of them, which is bismal, right? You're going to take the new one and then put down the other one. You're going to be holding both of them in your hand for a second. And one's going to be bismal, that's not good. Therefore they held you should have two. But Lamaisa, the Chachamim would also agree. If there wasn't a problem of small, right, they also would agree that should only be one cane. And first take care of the one that you're going to do, then rather than the one that you're, what's it called, did already. So everybody agrees that the order should be one that you're going to do before the one that you did. That's the rule.
You're really going to be using both.